This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, May 6th. God's word for you today is Ultimate Substitute. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 2, verse 10, and it says, God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory, and it was only right that he should make Jesus, through his suffering, a perfect leader, fit to bring them into their salvation. So far, we have looked at two ways by which point of contact operates, and they are point of contact by symbols and tokens, and point of contact by seeds. The third way by which point of contact operates is point of contact by substitutes. That is, exchanging what is reachable for what is unreachable. 2 Kings 6 verse 1 to 7, please read. It is the story of Elisha and the sons of the prophets. The sons of the prophets came to Elisha and said they wanted to build a bigger place of worship. Elisha said it was fine. They asked Elisha to accompany them to the river to fetch the wood, and he agreed. While they were getting the wood, someone's axe head fell into Jordan, and because it was made of metal, it sank. They could not dive in because of the current, and they pleaded with Elisha because the axe head was borrowed. 2 Kings 6 verse 6 to 7 says, where did it fall? The man of God asked. When he showed him the place, Elisha caught a stick and threw it into the water at that point. Then the axe head floated to the surface. Grab it, Elisha said, and the man reached out and grabbed it. Naturally, sticks float in water, right? But the stick sank and the axe head floated, and they took the axe head. There are exchanges that can happen in your favor. Obviously, the enemy has done some negative exchanges to certain people. They call it destiny substitute. But every of such persons reading this will be substituted back to their greatness in the name of Jesus. Everyone that has been shortchanged, substituted negatively, will be substituted positively in the mighty name of Jesus. God has put, hidden, revealed these things in the scripture for our benefit. We can, and God expects us to see that everything that is negative can actually be turned around if we will agree with Him. It is totally possible. For some people reading this today, I am saying it again. It will be said of you that when the Lord turned again her captivity, His captivity, it looked like a dream. Is this Femi Monei? Put your name there that we know God has done great things for him. God will do great things for you, whereby you will be glad. The greatest substitution ever is found in John 1 verse 29, which says, the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus was a substitute for our sins. He became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. If you are not saved, there is just nothing to wait for. Matthew 8 verse 17 says, this was to fulfill what has been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took our infirmities and bore our diseases. Today, every disease and every infirmity will be exchanged for health and vitality in the name of Jesus, because the greatest substitution has taken place already. Release your faith. Be confident in this. In Matthew 27 verse 46, we see that Jesus was forsaken so that we can be accepted. Do you feel rejected? Do you feel unloved? God wants to wrap his arms around you. You are accepted in God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for being my point of contact to the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.